We're starting a sermon series this week called Holy Habits, Transforming Our Actions. Holy Habits. And it strikes me that if we misunderstand the New Covenant, one of the things we do, and I've seen this happen quite often, is we keep old covenant definitions. If you misunderstand, then there's a brand new covenant. We're not subject to the old covenant. There was an old covenant. It was set in place for a specific nation. It was set in place in a specific series of events at a specific time in history. But Paul, in writing the New Testament, says that covenant was established until the seed that God had promised Abraham was to come. So that early first covenant, the old covenant, was a temporary covenant. It had a time limit. And Paul, in writing, he says, what is aging and obsolete will soon disappear. Paul, in the generation he lived at, they still had the Jewish temple. And so Jewish believers were still going up to Jerusalem to celebrate the feasts. And they were going, you know, Jesus has become our Passover, so we're going to go and celebrate Jesus at the feast. And so there was this little confusion in the church. Do I have to become a Jew to celebrate the Passover? Or can Gentiles just celebrate the Passover without having to go up to Jerusalem? And so Paul and Barnabas fought for that. But the temple was still there, and so Paul and Barnabas said, look, what's aging and obsolete will soon disappear. Don't worry. And that happened in AD 70. So we live in a dispensation where if you don't understand that we're not under an old covenant, we're actually under a new covenant, then what you typically tend to do is you keep old covenant definitions. Let me give you a for instance. For instance, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I go, no, I was a sinner. I was saved by grace. Now I'm a saint. Now I'm a saint, right, who reigns in life by grace. Amen? Now that's who I am. I'm a saint. I'm no longer a sinner. If I keep old covenant definitions and try to do new things, I end up doing strange things, because if I secretly believe in the core of my being that I'm actually a sinner who's trying to act like a saint, then I come to church and I pretend to be saintly, but I'm going, man, you guys should watch me on Monday because I'm actually a sinner. When I can change the definition, when I understand I'm a saint and I'm called and born and set aside in a new creation to live a holy life because I have been made holy, God no longer considers me a sinner. He now sees me as a saint. He predestined us to be holy and blameless in His sight. That right now when God looks at me, I am holy and blameless because I am baptized by His Spirit into His Son, and I no longer live, but Jesus lives in me. And so when God looks at me, He declares in all truth, holy and blameless. And He does like that to you. Now, if you don't understand that, just one little whisper, just this one key issue, if you will keep an old covenant definition, it'll manifest in weird things in your life. And so, some people, see, I used to be an object of wrath. I used to be that. I was by nature, Paul says. When we were dead in the uncircumcision of our sinful nature, we were by nature objects of wrath. God's wrath was constantly poured and conditioned towards me. But since I came into Christ, I was translated out of that darkness, and now I am a beloved child. I cannot keep an old definition. I'm an object of wrath who happens to find my way into God's presence every now and again. And I hope He's in a good mood, because then maybe He won't kill me today, or maybe the judgment of God won't come on me. Hello? If we keep old covenant definitions, all that happens is we get to, at best, recognize a new opportunity. Okay. You're a sinner, you ugly thing. But you know what? God, because He's so good and kind, He's just forgiven you. But now you have a new opportunity. You better walk out of here and shine up. You better get your actions right, because you're not doing well. Now, if you shine up, then maybe God's favor can come on you, because you're actually a sinner. See, if you keep an old definition, all you get is a new opportunity. You don't get to be a new creation. See, and I'm called to preach about the new creation, not a new opportunity. You didn't get just a new opportunity. Okay. All your sins are forgiven up till now, but now you have a new opportunity.